I'm Laurel Bowman. Indian Kashmir on Saturday held its first direct election since the government stripped its semi-autonomy last year. On high alert for attacks by separatist militants, dozens of police and paramilitaries with machine guns watched outside each voting station while army patrols toured the streets. The Himalayan region, which is also claimed by Pakistan, has been under heavy security since the ruling Hindu nationalist government imposed direct rule in August of 2019. But officials said nearly 52% of the 700,000 eligible voters cast ballots during the first of the 8 days of polling, braving the security, coronavirus fears, and snow-covered terrain to elect local council members. Results are expected on December 22nd. While the councils have only limited powers, several Kashmir political parties, including the influential PDP, formed an alliance to use the election to campaign for the restoration of the region's political autonomy. Kashmir has been divided between India and Pakistan since their bitter split at independence in 1947. Both claim the territory in full. And Ethiopian government forces began an offensive to capture the regional capital of the northern Tigray region on Saturday. This is according to diplomats in direct contact with residents, as well as the leader of local forces. The head of Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, told Reuters that Mekele was under heavy bombardment and that the Ethiopian military is using artillery in the assault. A spokeswoman for the prime minister's office said that the safety of Ethiopians in the region is a priority for the federal government. For more on this story, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's Supreme